This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I don't want to hear it. I do not want to hear it, okay? You know, this was the first major, Sunday or day of football opening season. And, you know, I didn't do that bad. A lot of my picks did come through. I was right about the Cowboys. Thank you. I was right about the Cowboys. I was right about the Packers. I was right about the Rams. I was right about a lot of things. I just wasn't 100% perfect. So for those of you that took my medical predictions for who was going to win opening season NFL on Sunday, that's on you. That's not on me. Okay? Look, I'm a Cowboy fan. And, you know, even if the Cowboys weren't going to win, you know, I was still going to root for the Cowboys. Even though, honestly, the Giants had a tough time with Odell Beckham Jr. not playing. So I'm not sure if this would have been a real, real blowout like we saw yesterday. But, guys, cut me some slack, okay? We got a lot going on. I was worried about my family with Hurricane Irma, who, from what I understand, is fine. They did not evacuate. My cousin's family and my aunt's family did not evacuate. We are still yet to hear the damage, as we're still hearing, you know, that there's winds and flooding, and we're worried about the storm surge, and we'll give you guys an update on that. In fact, they're saying, as a result of Hurricanes Harvey and Irma, it could cost the U.S. economy over $290 billion. Irma is now downgraded to a tropical storm. We'll keep you posted on that. But now Georgia is gearing up. I believe they're already seeing some flooding as well. Got a lot to talk about. The CDC is finding that strokes are actually on the rise, and they're on the rise in Hispanic populations and those in the South. Dr. Andrew Manganaro is going to be joining us. He's actually a cardiothoracic and vascular surgeon, like, for about 35 years. This guy's, like, really, really smart. You guys asked for intelligent guests and people that can help, you know, hedge, you know, my lack of medical information. So we're going to be bringing you Dr. Manganaro. He's from Lifeline Screening. Talk to you about how easy it is to screen for stroke and how important it is. We're being told that e-cigarettes, right, that contain nicotine, obviously, can be kind of, I don't want to say just as bad as cigarettes, but could definitely pack a punch when it comes to your heart rate, your blood pressure, and arterial stiffness. All of these could lead to stroke, which is very concerning, and a variety of other heart conditions. So e-cigs are not as simple and safe as you might think. College campuses. Looks like hunger on college campuses. It's a real thing. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about how fire ants may help be the cure for psoriasis. Right? They're talking about fire ants and Kim Kardashian. I don't understand why Kim Kardashian is in the news. Does she have psoriasis or something? I don't understand. The Kardashians keep coming into the news, and we don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it anymore. But anyway, fire ants, very, very cool stuff. Those of us that clean with bleach, how many of us clean our house? Does anybody clean the house anymore? I try to dump it on my kids, but we're being told that for those of us that clean with bleach, that could unfortunately put us at risk for a very bad lung disease. And, you know, I remember always being told as a kid, don't breathe in the bleach. And I couldn't help myself. I had to mop the floors. I had to clean the toilets. You know, I breathed in a lot of bleach. Well, we might have to sue our parents for all the chores they made us do. As we are helping in the recovery of Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma, today is September 11th. And with September 11th, we are reminded of the thousands of people who died and thousands more injured on September 11th, 2001, when 19 militants associated with the Islamic extremist group Al-Qaeda hijacked four planes, carried out suicide attacks against targets in the U.S. Two of the planes were flown into the Twin Towers of World Trade Center in New York City. A third plane hit the Pentagon just outside Washington, D.C., and a fourth plane crashed in a field in Pennsylvania. Close to 3,000 people were killed, over 6,000 injured, and we're even being told that kids exposed to the dust on September 11th now have higher risk for heart problems. First aid and first responders now suffering from multitudes of diseases, including cancer. And, you know, as we observe and we remember, you know, we all think back to, you know, where we were when, the first plane hit, and then the second plane hit. You know, the first plane crashed at about, I believe, 8:45 a.m. It was a Boeing 767 at about 20,000 gallons of fuel, jet fuel, crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center in New York City, left this gaping hole. You know, it was about 5:45, almost 6 o'clock my time. I'm like, wow, you know, that was one horrible, horrible plane accident. And while we're in plane crash, and while we're watching this, we see the second one about 15 minutes later crash into the other World Trade Center. And, you know, me, I mean, so many of us have personal connections to people who we lost. For me, I was, and many of you already know this, I was the urgent care doctor in Las Vegas, when a gentleman named Muhammad, and I remember his last name had a very, very, was a very, very small last name. He was clean shaven. He was very quiet, and I had seen him for sore throat a few days prior. Didn't think anything of it. I saw tons of people with sore throats and infections. Never thought that somebody was going to, days later, commit one of the most heinous acts on U.S. soil, similar to Pearl Harbor. And he and multiple other of the assailants had been here in America. And in Las Vegas prior to going to New York City and picking up the planes on the East Coast and then flying them where they did. And this just, it put the country in shock. We all think of what, we could have done, beforehand to prevent this. And of course, I don't go a day without thinking about what I could have done differently. You know, I believe he was allergic to penicillin. I think, well, maybe I should have given him some penicillin, but you didn't know. This was a person that came to you sick. You had no idea. And then until later when I saw him on TV going, oh, my gosh, Muhammad Atta, he was one of the ones that flew a plane into the World Trade Center. So our hearts and prayers are with those that died. Lives were lost. Heroes were made on this day, September 11th. God bless. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, today we are joined by somebody who I'm very, very excited to have on the show. And I think you all are because you've asked for someone who is a lot more educated and intelligent than I to come on the show and teach you guys about stroke. And I'm not insulted by that. You know, I get it. I only went to school for 11 years. I get that. But we have Dr. Andrew Manganaro, Chief Medical Officer of Lifeline Screening, who's a cardiothoracic and vascular surgeon of over 35 years. Dr. Manganaro, thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Dr. Dahlia, and thanks for having me on.
No, it's an honor. So, you know, it was a little concerning when we saw that the progress we have made all these decades on stroke started to stall. And the CDC sent a report out, I think their monthly and their weekly morbidity and mortality report. Tell us what's been going on.
Well, you know, I think you can put the whole thing in perspective with regard to stroke when you realize that one of the reports from the CDC recently has indicated that someone in the United States has a stroke every 40 seconds.
Oof.
That's pretty significant.
Oh, yeah.
And the article to which you referred demonstrated that recently the incidence of stroke has actually been increasing. And I think the reason is because the incidence of the causes of stroke have been increasing. You know, there are three major causes for stroke that encompass probably 99% of all strokes. And those are high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly is atherosclerosis in the carotid artery. That's the artery that goes to the brain and can get plugged up with calcium and cholesterol. And thirdly, an abnormal rhythm called atrial fibrillation, which can cause clot to form in the heart and then spit up to the brain, causing stroke. So it's important to understand whether or not you have any risk factors for these things and do something about it, because you can do something beforehand. Whereas after a stroke occurs, it is very limited as to what can be done. The incidence of diabetes, obesity, smoking, high blood pressure, and the like have been increasing over the years. And that probably more than anything else accounts for the increase in strokes in the United States.
And, you know, what's so significant about this, Dr. Manganaro, is, I mean, we have been doing amazing when it comes to statin medications and when it comes to prevention and screening measures like that Lifeline does, which I want to talk about
right.
in a second. But we've been doing such an amazing job. It was shocking to me that in African Americans, the progress stalled. And in Hispanics and people in the South, we noticed a rise. And so, you know, as you said, diabetes, obesity, you know, atrial fibrillation, these are hypertension, these are severe risk factors. But it's just with all the great work we're doing, we should be continuing to progress, not going the opposite.
You would think so. Certainly one thing that you can do, as I said, is to recognize your risk factors, and you can do that to a large extent with your family doctor, but also by having screenings done at using the mechanisms that Lifeline screening does can be very helpful as well, because Lifeline screening in a very simple, non-invasive way can look at the carotid arteries, can check you for high blood pressure as your family doctor would do, and also can screen for the presence of atrial fibrillation, that abnormal rhythm I talked about in the heart. And those three things are the three major causes of stroke. And fortunately, if you're identified to have any one of those, each of them can be treated. And you already referred to the use of statins and antiplatelet drugs, something as simple as aspirin, for example, and someone with carotid artery blockage. Similarly, hypertension can be treated in many ways with many drugs and weight loss and the like. And for someone with atrial fibrillation, it's important to know so they can be on blood thinners to prevent the thrombotic emboli that cause stroke in that particular situation.
We're talking to Andrew Manganaro, Chief Medical Officer of Lifeline Screening and a cardiothoracic and vascular surgeon for decades, and it's really an honor to have you on. You know, something that I think surprises a lot of people is how strokes happen in younger individuals. And how often are you seeing the younger population have issues like arteriosclerosis and carotid artery calcifications?
Yeah, it seems to be occurring younger and younger all the time. And I think it's probably, again, because of the change in lifestyle over time. people who start smoking cigarettes quite young, for example, will get very early onset of atherosclerosis. And, of course, the presence of both diabetes and obesity, which intertwine as well, can cause the onset of atherosclerosis in early decades. You know, I keep using that term atherosclerosis. Your audience may know what it means, but it's basically the accumulation of a combination of calcium and cholesterol that builds up inside arteries. We call it plaque, and it narrows the arteries, but more importantly, I tell my patients that it has the consistency often of dried plaster on a wall, so it can quite easily break off in pieces, and when it does that, goes up to the brain and blocks critical arteries in the brain, and that's what results in a stroke. And it's relatively easy to identify the presence of those blockages in the carotid arteries using non-invasive ultrasound.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And, you know, this not, it doesn't hurt. You know, this I went for my screening through Lifeline, and it didn't hurt. It was very easy. You know, the ultrasound, it's amazing how that technology can pick up the plaquing. When you look at these ultrasounds, you know, is there plaquing that seems to be normal age-related versus plaquing that seems to be – is there a look to the plaque? That's what I'm trying to ask, you know, when you look at these results.
I'm sorry, yes, I'm not certain what you're getting at.
Oh, good. So, like, you know, the morphology of the plaque in the carotid artery, is there a certain look to it? Because we know there's a lot of age-related and just like our plumbing with calcium deposits. What can you tell us with that?
Well, about the only thing we know about the appearance of the plaques is if they are rough, we call it ulcerated. But if they're rough and have lots of crevasses in them, then they are more likely to cause accumulation of clot in those little crevasses, which can then spit off along with the calcium and cholesterol. We call those emboli that go up to the brain. And those, for example, are very amenable to the kinds of treatments I mentioned before, particularly simple antiplatelet drugs like aspirin or others. And statins seem to stabilize those kinds of plaques. There's more and more evidence of that, and may even cause them to stop in their progression.
I know it's true. When you got these little crevices, it's like the flow of the water and the turbulence of it. It could very easily break them off. So if you could give my listeners advice, what would you recommend they get screened for today, let's say? You know, what should my listeners be thinking about and getting ready to do?
Well, the simplest group that you can do, at least with Lifeline, is to be screened, and they're all related. They tend to be related. At least several of them do. One is to be screened for carotid artery blockage. The second is to be screened for an abdominal aortic aneurysm. That's an enlargement and weakening of the major artery in the body and the belly that, if it ruptures, is generally fatal but can be identified early and fixed without much trouble. Thirdly, the presence of the same kind of disease that's found in the carotid arteries and in the aorta in the legs, and that's called peripheral artery disease. And then finally, atrial fibrillation, which can be identified by a very simple electrocardiogram. And then also blood tests that are particular to atherosclerosis, such as the various levels of cholesterol and your glucose to identify diabetes, A1Cs, and so on. And there are a lot of other things that can be looked at as well. But with regard to the topic we're talking about today, stroke, certainly the three most important, as I said in the beginning, is to look at those carotid arteries with ultrasound, to measure your blood pressure and keep it under control with your family doctor, and measure and look at an EKG for the presence of atrial fibrillation.
Dr. Manganaro, thank you so much for joining us. LifelineScreening.org, LifelineScreening.com. Please check it out. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Manganaro.
Well, you're quite welcome, and it was a pleasure, and you do great work.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL, and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, Hurricane Irma has weakened to a tropical storm, but it is still dangerous. It is pushing inland. It has triggered record flooding in Florida's northeastern corner. Rescuers are still dealing with soggy conditions, flooding, wind battering, and still having issues trying to reach victims. We don't have any current counts of people injured or, unfortunately, a death toll, and hopefully we don't hear of a death toll. I think Florida had done an amazing job, as did Texas, in terms of urging evacuation. And in terms of, you know, mobilizing the troops and, you know, having first responders ready, I believe 30,000 people were in shelters in Florida prior to the storm hitting. And Governor Rick Scott, I have to really give credit to with this latest storm. He's was on top of it. They said the storm, according to the Chicago Tribune, engulfed nearly the entire Florida peninsula. All the way up to Georgia, and we're expecting Georgia to get hit by this, even as far up to Atlanta. Homes got swamped, trees uprooted, thousands or millions of people without power. Boats have been ashore, power lines snapped. We saw flags shredded. American flags were just shredded by the wind. And it was scary. They say 6.2 million homes and businesses remained without power. 220,000 people were huddled in shelters. Officials say it could take weeks for electricity to be restored. All right. Now, Irma has already taken 34 lives within the Caribbean. Thus far, knock on wood, no deaths in Florida have been immediately reported or linked. Although we were told that two officers leaving their 12-hour shift ran into each other head-on, unfortunately, and died hours before the storm hit. So we may see many indirect-related deaths added to this death toll. They say in the Keys, the storm came ashore Sunday with winds of 130 miles per hour. Crews planned door-to-door checks on residents in Coral Gables near Miami. Fallen trees were all over the streets, damaged power lines. And they say 400 miles from where Irma first came ashore, the storm surge brought flooding to Jacksonville at levels that they had not seen in more than 50 years. 46 people have had to be pulled from swamped homes. And forecasters said stay inside unless you're in danger. So right now it is still too early to get the full breadth of damage. There are many, reports of people being idiots. Alright, you know, you see people, you know, skateboarding half naked down the road. You see people riding bikes, selfies, etc. And, you know, some of them wearing, you know, red, white, and blue, bathing suits. I think some people are trying to become famous. You know, hope a meme or they get into a picture that'll be in history. This infatuation right now that social media has fueled, trying to become famous, you know, being in pictures of, you know, devastating storms. It's ridiculous and it's unsafe. And I don't know how many people got hurt in Houston or in previous hurricanes being idiots. But I'm looking at somebody right now who is skateboarding. Okay, like upside down on his hands. And he may be really gifted, and yes, we're looking at him and we're talking about him, but, you know, it's not worth doing stupid stuff because kids look at this and go, well, I want to be famous too. They say here that by the time winds right now are about 65 miles per hour, people in Tampa, St. Petersburg were braced for their first direct hit from a major hurricane since 1921. Winds were about 100 miles per hour or less. Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn said the situation was not as bad as it could have been, but warned residents that the dangerous storm surge could continue. There's going to be debris, down power lines, water coming up, and it's hot still. You know, I mean, it's still summertime, so people not having power, not easy. You know, I spoke to family members about, you know, generators, and, you know, many people have small generators that may keep the refrigerator going. But in terms of the type of generator you need to keep the air conditioning on in a very hot, muggy, humid area. You need some of the expensive ones. We're being told they're like $10,000 plus, some of these big, major generators that are supposed to help with the house. And so, you know, I think a lot of people were still unprepared to that degree. You know, reports are coming in that, you know, some people were upset that they evacuated. They felt they didn't have to evacuate. You know, the evacuation discussion we've talked about on the show, it's a tough one. You know, my family didn't evacuate. They thought they would be safer in their homes. They thought they'd be much safer in their homes and stuck in traffic, you know, for hours without gas, trying to leave or getting back. You know, for me, I don't know if my house could take 100-mile-per-hour winds, you know, but, you know, my Floridian family, they're pretty tough. They're tough cookies. Those who did evacuate, I think, were very, very smart, too, but I understand those that felt that their home was, you know, in a safer area or their apartment was in a safer area and they thought they could, you know, be fine. I mean, we saw a lot of flooding, but it's always hard to tell where that's going to happen. Again, we're very concerned with Tampa because of the storm surge in Tampa Bay. We'll keep you guys posted. I'm having a little bit some issues here. Looks like there's also sinkholes that are going to be very, very scary and deadly. People are going to be evacuated as even if floodwaters don't pour in because of the rising flooding of nearby areas, we could be looking at sinkholes, unfortunately. And so we'll keep you posted on that. But, you know, our prayers are with everyone. It's been a bad, bad, bad few weeks, and we're sorry to see this happen. They say that it's going to cost the economy close to $290 billion. Hurricane Harvey battered Houston 2 weeks ago with record amounts of rain and flooding, and it's estimated to be one of the costliest weather disasters in U.S. history. According to AccuWeather President Joe Myers, he said, "We believe the damage estimate from Irma to be about $100 billion among the costliest as well. This amounts to 0.5 of a percentage point of the GDP of $19 trillion. They estimated Hurricane Harvey to be the costliest weather disaster in U.S. history at $190 billion, which is one full percentage point of GDP. So they say these two disasters amount to 1.5 of a percentage point of GDP, which is equal and therefore counter the natural growth of the economy. Meyer said the economic costs include disruptions to businesses, increased rates of unemployment, damage to infrastructure, crop losses, property damage, and higher fuel prices. You know, people have insurance. Some do, many don't. And so, you know, some people will be fine with this. But, you know, when you think about those that have been out of work now for 2-3 weeks, maybe even longer, you know, I don't hear of any mortgage companies or any power companies or anybody saying, "It's okay, guys, don't pay your bill this month. We know you couldn't go to work." We're not hearing about that. And can you blame power companies and mortgage companies? Okay, they have bills to pay. Everybody has bills to pay. All right, you know, in 2 weeks is what, October 1st or whenever October 1st comes. And, I don't know how people, recover from this. If your, you know, workplace is closed, are you getting paid leave? Are you not getting paid leave? If somebody did have to close their business, can they afford to do paid leave? They're not bringing any money in. So, you know, hopefully with Florida, things can dry up pretty quickly such that business can get back to the way it needs to. But right now, with power being out, that's really going to be an issue. I believe there was a, of course, now we're bracing for medical implications. There was somebody who was in the, I believe, the Louisiana area that unfortunately died from an amoeba. And this brain-eating amoeba, they said, would have never been there if it wasn't for Hurricane Katrina. A four-year-old boy had died while playing outside. He was infected with an amoeba that had never been found before in U.S. tap water. But the experts say the infection was likely a direct result of Katrina's floodwaters, which left standing and key pipes new too long. So our hearts and prayers are with Houston and Florida and now Georgia and Louisiana. And let's hope that, the flooding isn't as bad an issue as it was weeks ago. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, regular use of bleach and other common disinfectants has now been linked to a higher risk of developing COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And they looked at 55,000 nurses in the United States, and this was a 30-year study by Harvard University and the French National Institute of Health and Medical Research. And they found that those who use bleaching products just once a week, that's it, just maybe doing a quick clean once a week, had a 32% increased chance of developing the condition. Now, COPD, which affects an estimated 1.2 million people in the UK and millions more in the US, is this group of lung conditions that is a part of emphysema and chronic bronchitis, where you have pulmonary disease basically from an obstructive standpoint as opposed to a restrictive standpoint. And obstructive conditions prevent you from getting air out. So if you can't get air out, you don't get enough good air back in. And so it essentially affects air in and out of your lungs. Airways have been narrowed, and asthma is very similar to COPD, except it's reversible. Many asthmatics, they can breathe fine when they are away from the allergen or the activity that produces it. With COPD, it's irreversible. When you have the damage to the lungs, you have the damage to the lungs. And so thousands of people die each year from this disease, and they say disinfectant use, which was previously associated with an increased risk of respiratory problems such as asthma, this is the first one to identify a link with COPD. And the actual chemicals involved in it, called the quaternary ammonium compounds, or better known as quats. They say the potential adverse effects of exposure to disinfectants of COPD have received much less attention. To the best of our knowledge, they say, we are the first to report a link between disinfectants and COPD among healthcare workers. The everyday use of bleach currently has no specific health guidelines, but the researchers hope this will be investigated. Now, this could not have come at a worse time, because what are we having, what issue are we having right now with hospitals? Well, we're having these nosocomial infections, we're having, you know, MRSA, we're having these really nasty infections that are affecting people that, you know, think they're in a very clean area, and so we're now sterilizing more. You know, it's all about the bleach. In fact, I believe in San Diego right now, to help combat that hepatitis A outbreak that, you know, has killed 15 people in San Diego and sickened about 400, they're using bleach-laced water to power spray surfaces. I mean, it's pretty bad. And they say some of these disinfectants, such as bleach and quats, are frequently used in ordinary households. So you or I that are cleaning our house, that's an issue. They say studies have found a previous link to this, and now they're looking at COPD. So basically, these were nurses that, I guess, female nurses that had, I believe, graduated in 89. In 2009, they looked at those who were still working as nurses who had no history of COPD and tracked them until May of this year. 663 were diagnosed with the condition. And why nurses? Because they're exposed to disinfectants, you know? Now, they were evaluated based on questionnaires, so they had to, you know, they had to answer questions, you know, and if somebody said, you know, did you clean every day, you know, and they didn't want to admit that they didn't, they may be more willing to go, nah, I cleaned every day, and maybe it was more like four or five times a week, who knows. But, you know, still, it's a concern, and I remember when I was little, we had chores, and, you know, my kids are so spoiled. When I was a kid, you didn't eat unless you did chores. It wasn't about an allowance. And later, yeah, my parents gave us a little allowance, so we wouldn't ask them for money. We would have to budget whatever. Maybe I got $5 a week. But, you know, it never really made up for all the work I was doing. But here's the thing, okay? You're a kid. It's a household. You know, if you still want to live in the apartment or live in the home, you need to do work. And, you know, things need to be done. Toilets need to be cleaned. Mom had to inspect them. If they weren't cleaned enough, you had to do it over again. You know, floors had to be mopped, use feather dusters. I never understood feather dusters because I would dust and the dust would go like right into my face. So I didn't never really understood that. But anyway, so you would dust. Hopefully the dust would get on the floor. You would vacuum it up. Our vacuum stunk, but, you know, our vacuum would shoot out dust from the other side. But anyway, cats would poo-poo. I had to clean that up. Windows, use Windex. I breathed in a lot of Windex. Would, you know, spray it the wrong way so it sprayed in my face. Didn't have a lot of acne, by the way, when I was growing up. But anyway, so I would spray with Windex. You had to clean the windows inside and out, sweep. If there were any leaves, rake the leaves, you know, clean up the gravel, all sorts of stuff. And then the pool. If we had a pool at our house, great. If we lived in an apartment, we didn't have to clean the pool. So depending on where we lived, whatever we did, it was, you know, and we just, you know, sometimes we wore gloves, sometimes we didn't. Scrubbing the sinks, scrubbing the floors. You know, I used to try and wear those big rubber gloves, but I couldn't, I didn't have the mobility and the flexibility in them, so I took them off. And so, you know, we've been exposed to lots of chemicals, and, you know, no one's really telling us if that hurt us. You know, if that was a bad thing, was it a good thing? You know, personally, I think learning to do chores and taking care of your house is important. It's something that a lot of kids don't do now. You know, we just don't see them do the chores like we had to. But I think we're exposed to a lot of crap. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is interesting on fire ants. Okay, apparently what, Kim Kardashian, they're saying suffers from the chronic autoimmune disorder psoriasis. I had no idea. And this affects about 7.5 million Americans. And current treatments for psoriasis, which is the thickening of the skin, and it's an autoimmune disorder where you seem to, you know, fight it seems to be an internal reaction, not as opposed to an exposed reaction. Well, we'll use steroids, and, you know, steroids will calm down the inflammatory reaction that causes the scaly, red, flaky skin. Now, researchers tested two selenopsins on mice with psoriasis. And these selenopsins are chemically similar to ceramides. And ceramides are molecules found in skincare products to maintain the barrier function of the skin. These selenopsins are the toxic component of fire ant venom. And they think that this is what can ease skin thickening and inflammation associated with psoriasis. So I'm having a little issue here with my computer. Let me close these stupid ads that are coming up here. And they say rodents were given one of the two skin creams for 28 days. A control group of mice were given no treatment. At the end of the test period, treated mice had 30% less skin thickening than controls. They also had 50% fewer immune cells infiltrating the skin and attacking itself, which occurs in psoriasis. So they think this fire ant venom, selenopsin compound, or analogs could restore the barrier function of the skin. Because here's the thing. Some people with psoriasis go, well, I don't care. Who cares if it's flaky or whatever? So I just pick it off. Remember, your skin has a major function. That skin is to prevent infection from getting into the body. It's a barrier. Plus, the skin is supposed to prevent you losing fluid. Okay? Whenever you tear your skin, you can lose a lot of fluid from that area. That's where things desiccate. So you need your skin as a functional barrier. And when it's flaky and thin and cracking open, it's not doing its job. So now we need to see if this fire ant research could lead to further treatments, not just on mice, but on humans. I have a couple little psoriasis plaques. I don't suffer from full-blown psoriasis, but I got these two little psoriatic plaques on my elbow. They're really ugly. I put some steroid on them, and they pretty much subside. But I really have ugly elbows, and I just hope to God it never goes to my scalp or anything. But some people suffer really badly with this. So fire ants, just don't let them bite you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.